So, Jabin, we've seen what envy looks like. And the text today starts off all about envy. When someone out of envy does me wrong, by insulting me and the like, may I accept defeat and offer the victory to them. So, yes, envy. It's a very unpleasant and very common emotion. And it easily leads to some very unpleasant behavior. The text says envy and the like. Insults and the like. So sometimes we have to put up with people saying very unpleasant things directly to us, insulting us. And sometimes other things happen as well. People spread rumors about us. So often people come to me complaining that rumors are going on about them. And some of the rumors are really quite dangerous. I've noticed there are two things especially that people spread rumors about. Sex, money. People are quite prepared to pass on rumors about other people about these subjects. And they're often prepared to do that even though they really don't know anything about what's happened. And I know a few of you have been the subject of these rumors at one point or other. There are one or two of you who people have said things about in this way. And I think when you hear that sort of rumor, it's one of the most painful things that can happen to you. To know that many people are thinking that you have acted like that. It's very, very painful indeed. This does happen in the West as well. There are lots of rumors in the West. I've heard many rumors about myself. I often say that I discovered in one of the transcripts of one of Bhante's seminars something about me. I read in that seminar that for 4 years I hadn't meditated. I was so busy doing organizational work that I hadn't meditated. Well, I was very surprised when I read that. Well, I thought I'd meditated every day. But there it was in print, so it must be true. I must have been mistaken. I thought I was there in the shrine room every day. But somebody had said that in a seminar and it had been transcribed. There it was. Well, in the West, these things don't matter quite as much. It's a bit annoying when you hear something like that. But in India, it's much more hurting. You live in a much more in a society where what other people think of you matters a lot more. Because you depend on other people's support and security. So if people are spreading rumors about you, it can become much more dangerous. And where sex and money are concerned, people can act very, very wildly indeed. People can even kill. So it can be very disturbing, very worrying indeed when these sort of rumors are spread about you. So the text says that this is done out of envy. So people do it because they're envious of you. Actually, I think there are many reasons for spreading rumors. Sometimes people do it just for fun. They get some sort of pleasure from spreading rumors. I think the main thing is they feel they're important because they know something bad. Because they know something that other people don't know, they feel quite important. But sometimes rumors are spread out of envy. So, well, what is envy? Envy is a feeling of pain when you see somebody else's success. It's a feeling of pain when you see somebody else's success. You see that somebody else is getting status. Somebody else has got a nice new gari. And you feel pain when you see they've got that. And that can lead to some very unpleasant behavior indeed. And it's all behavior that's intended to pull the other person down. You're trying to bring them down so that you're above them. They get pleasure out of their new motorbike. So you want to take that pleasure away from them. You want to mock them. You want to belittle what they've got. You want other people to think, oh, they haven't really got anything that's very good. When envy is directed to you in this sort of way, it's very, very painful indeed. And it leads you to want to get something back on them. If they've got something that you've... Sorry, if they believe that you've got something they haven't got, well, you want... Sorry. If they are envious of you and they behave badly towards you, you want to push them down. They're hurting you, so you want to hurt them. Through their envy, they're pushing you down. So you want to push them down.
और आप उनको नीचे दबाना चाहते हैं.
That's the usual way in which we respond when people act enviously towards us.
और जब लोग ईर्ष्या से हमारे साथ बर्ताव करते हैं तो अक्सर हम इसी प्रकार से इस बात को प्रकट करने की प्रकार से हमारा बर्ताव होता है.
We want the victory.
हम विजय चाहते हैं.
We want them to lose.
हम चाहते हैं कि उनकी पराजय हो.
But what you say is, what the text says is, let me accept defeat and give them the victory.
लेकिन ग्रंथ हमें यह बताता है कि मैं मेरी पराजय स्वीकार करूं और विजय उनको प्रदान करूं.
Let them win.
उनको जीतने दो.
Okay, they've won.
अब ठीक है, उनकी जीत हुई है.
I've gone down.
हाँ, मैं नीचे आ गया हूँ.
They feel better because they're up.
उन्हें अच्छा लगता है कि अभी वे ऊंचाई पर.
Well, let's end it there.
तो इसको यहीं समाप्त करें.
Let's not then me pull them down.
तो मैंने उनको नीचे नहीं खींचना चाहिए.
So I'm up.
हाँ, तो अभी मैं ऊपर हूँ.
Then they have to pull me down.
तो वे मुझे नीचे खींचने का प्रयास करें.
Then I'm up. Sorry, then they're up.
फिर वे ऊपर है.
And so on. It goes on like that.
तो ये इसी प्रकार की बातें चलते रहते हैं.
This sort of competition, this striving to be the top.
तो ये स्पर्धा होती है, जहाँ कोशिश होती है कि मैं ऊंचाई पर रहूं.
So what we do, the text says, is just think, let them have the victory.
तो हम क्या करते हैं, ग्रंथ हमें बताता है कि ठीक है, उनकी विजय होने दीजिए.
Let's not carry on with this competition.
तो ये जो स्पर्धा है, इसको इसी प्रकार से हमें निरंतर जारी नहीं रखना.
Okay, you were chairman. They've influenced everybody against you.
और आपके खिलाफ सबको मतलब प्रभावित कर रहे हैं.
Now they're chairman.
अभी वो चेयरमैन बन गए हैं.
Well, let them be chairman.
तो उनको चेयरमैन होने
दें. Be kind to them. Be helpful to them.
आप उनको मदद कीजिए, उनके प्रति एक अच्छा भाव रखिए.
That's what the text is saying.
तो यही बात ग्रंथ हमें बता रहा है.
Is it easy?
ये आसान है?
No, no, it's very, very difficult indeed. Again, I know that some of you have been pulled down in that way. And some of you I've talked to and you've explained what you've been feeling. I've been in that position myself. And it is very painful indeed. But what the text says is we just give them the victory and accept defeat.
लेकिन ग्रंथ हमें ये बताता है कि उन्हें आप विजय प्रदान करो और स्वयं पराजय स्वीकार करो.
That's the new mind we're trying to cultivate.
और ये नया मन है जिसका हम विकास कर रहे हैं.
We give up our instinct to win.
तो जो जीतने की हमारी जो एक इच्छा होती है उसको हम एक प्रकार से छोड़ देते
हैं. So how on earth do we do that? How do we manage to do this? Well, it's what we've been talking about all the way through. We take responsibility for our own feelings and needs. We take responsibility for making sure that this pattern of victory and defeat doesn't just go on and on and on.
तो हम इस प्रकार से देख रहे हैं कि जिस प्रकार से ये जीत और पराजय का मतलब ये जो प्रक्रिया है ये इसी प्रकार से चलते ना रहे.
We try to break the cycle of victory and defeat.
तो ये जो चक्र है जय और पराजय का इसको हम तोड़ना चाहते हैं.
And we do that by taking responsibility for our own feelings and needs.
और हम ये अपनी स्वयं की भावना, स्वयं की आवश्यकता, इसकी जिम्मेदारी उठाकर करते हैं.
And I have seen some of you do this in a very big-hearted way indeed.
और मैंने देखा है कि आप में से कुछ लोग बहुत ही विशाल हृदय रखकर इस बात को कर रहे हैं.
So okay, let them be chairman.
तो ठीक है, उनको चेयरमैन होने दीजिए.
Let them have the victory.
हाँ, उनकी उनकी विजय होने दीजिए.
I will just try to carry on doing good work in some other way.
तो मेरा जो भी अच्छा कार्य है दूसरे माध्यम से मैं करते रहूंगा.
Now there are some people who, well, I don't want to say names aloud, but who I feel have been very, very good in that way.
और मुझे ऐसे लगता है कि कुछ लोग जो है इस बारे में बहुत बहुत अच्छे हैं.
But how do you do it?
लेकिन आप ये कैसा करेंगे?
Well, first of all, you have to experience your feelings.
तो सबसे पहले आपकी भावनाएं जो है उसका आप अनुभव करेंगे.
You have to experience the pain of defeat.
तो आपकी जो पराजय हुई है उसका जो आपको दुख हुआ है उसको आप पहले अनुभव करते हैं।
They've won, at least for the time being.
कम से कम इस समय उनकी जीत हुई है।
You're beaten.
हाँ, आपकी पराजय हुई।
But and that is a very painful, humiliating experience.
और ये बहुत ही दुखदायक, बहुत ही अपमानजनक का अनुभव होता है।
So you just accept that experience.
तो इस अनुभव को आप स्वीकार करते हैं।
You just feel those feelings.
तो इन भावनाओं को केवल आप महसूस करते हैं।
You don't blame them for those feelings.
इन भावना के लिए आप उनको दोष नहीं देते।
They're your feelings.
वे आपकी भावनाएं हैं।
You just experience them.
आप केवल उनको अनुभव करते हैं।
But then you look underneath those feelings.
लेकिन इन भावनाओं के अंदर क्या है उसमें आप देखते हैं।
What is it that leads you to feel so much pain when you're defeated?
तो जब आपकी पराजय हुई है तो कौन सी मतलब ऐसी भावना है, कौन सी मतलब बात है जिसे आपको दर्द हो रहा है उसकी तरफ आप देखते हैं।
Through that victory you hoped you would get something.
उस विजय से आपको ऐसी आशा थी कि आपको कुछ मिलेगा।
You were trying to satisfy some need by being on top.
ऊपर रहकर, ऊंचे ओहदे पर रहकर आपकी कोई जरूरत है जिससे आप संतुष्टता करना चाहते हैं।
Now that's frustrated.
और अभी आपको उससे निराशा हुआ।
So that feeling, that need rather, is frustrated.
तो अभी जो आपकी भावना है, तो ये निराशा की भावना है।
So what was the need?
फिर आवश्यकता क्या था?
What is it that is being frustrated by your defeat?
तो आपकी पराजय से मतलब ऐसी कौन सी बात है जिससे आपको निराशा हो रही है?
Well, it could be all sorts of things.
अभी ये कोई भी ऐसी बात हो सकती है।
There's probably a complex of things that you feel frustrated about.
अभी बहुत सारी मतलब ऐसी जटिल ऐसी बातें हो सकती हैं जिसकी वजह से आपको बड़ा निराश लग रहा है।
Well, first of all, you probably wanted to do something. You wanted to contribute through that work.
तो शायद हो सकता है कि उस कार्य के माध्यम से आप अपना कुछ योगदान देना चाहते हैं।
So you feel a bit frustrated in that way.
और इसलिए फिर आपको उसमें एक निराशा होती है।
So well, you need to deal with that feeling.
तो इस भावनाओं के साथ आपको मतलब स्वयं को देखना पड़ेगा।
But then you probably had quite a lot of self-esteem mixed up with that status.
लेकिन आपने देखा, स्वयं देख सकते हैं कि ये जो पद प्रतिष्ठा है उसमें आपकी और भी कुछ भावनाएं मतलब जुड़ी हुई है।
And so you feel lack of self-esteem. Lack of self-esteem.
और इसलिए जो आत्मसम्मान की भावना है वो आत्मसम्मान की भावना आप में नहीं है ऐसा आप देखते हैं।
You've lost some self-respect.
एक प्रकार से आपका जो आत्मसम्मान है उसको आपने वहां खो दिया ऐसा आपको लगता है।
If you're defeated, you feel, well, quite small, quite humiliated, quite lacking in respect for yourself.
तो जब आपकी पराजय होती है तो आपको ऐसा लगता है कि आपका बड़ा अपमान हुआ है, आपका कोई मतलब आत्मविश्वास नहीं बचा है और बहुत ही मतलब जैसे आप में कुछ बचा नहीं ऐसा आपको लगता है।
You feel, well, if I lose like that, I'm not worth anything, I'm not any value.
और अगर इस प्रकार से मेरी पराजय होती है तो मैं किसी काम का नहीं रहूंगा, मेरा कोई मूल्य नहीं रहेगा, मेरा कोई महत्व नहीं रहेगा।
So you want some value, some worth, some self-worth.
तो आप स्वयं के लिए कोई मूल्य चाहते हैं, स्वयं के लिए कोई आदर चाहते हैं, स्वयं का कोई महत्व आप जानना चाहते हैं।
So you feel the pain of defeat.
तो इस पराजय का जो दुख है उसको आप महसूस करते हैं।
You recognize that because you're frustrated in that way, you can't do the good work you wanted to do.
और फिर इस बात को भी आप पहचानते हैं कि इस प्रकार से जो आपकी पराजय हुई है तो जो अच्छा कार्य आप करना चाहते हैं वो अच्छा कार्य आप नहीं कर पा रहे।
You realize that you need to develop self-esteem, self-respect again.
और फिर आपको ये बात ध्यान में आती है कि फिर से अपना आत्मसम्मान, अपना स्वाभिमान इसको फिर से जगाया जाए।
You need to develop a sense of your own value, your own worth.
तो आपका स्वयं का जो मूल्य है, स्वयं का जो महत्व है इसको फिर से जगाने की जरूरत है।
So you reflect on that.
तो आप इसके ऊपर चिंतन करते हैं।
And you think, well, those are my needs.
फिर आप देखते हैं कि हाँ, यही मेरी आवश्यकता है।
Those needs have not been met.
इन आवश्यकताओं की पूर्ति नहीं हुई है।
So now I need to find some other way of expressing them.
तो फिर मुझे कुछ और रास्ता खोजना पड़ेगा जिस माध्यम से इसको मैं अभिव्यक्त कर सकूं।
And in this way, you've come to terms with your own feelings and your own needs.
और इस प्रकार से आपकी स्वयं की भावनाएं, स्वयं की जो आवश्यकता है, इसके संपर्क में आप आते हैं।
And you're then able to empathize with the other person.
और फिर आप दूसरे व्यक्ति के साथ अपनी सहानुभूति जो है उसको जता सकते हैं।
You're able to see, well, he just wants to do something. He wants to achieve something in his life. And he thinks that by doing that, he will achieve something. He wants some self-respect, some self-esteem. And he thinks that by doing that, he will get that self-esteem. Okay, so let him get that. Let him try to satisfy his needs in that way. I will try to help him. And actually, if you think like this, well, in a way, you get some self-esteem and some self-respect. Because you're helping, you get some feeling of positive respect for yourself. So this is what the text says we should try to do if people act enviously towards us. If they try to pull us down, well, that's their choice. We should, in the end, be prepared to give them the victory and accept defeat ourselves. That's what the text says. I didn't invent it. It's very, very difficult. And I'm sure that all of you immediately can think of situations where you feel, well, I shouldn't have accepted defeat. But, well, we're trying to develop a new mind. We're trying to go beyond victory and defeat. In fact, in a way, what we're trying to do is get to a situation where everybody wins. Where everybody wins. We're trying to get to a position where neither you're defeated nor he's defeated. Where both of your needs are met in an equal way. But first of all, you need to let go of your competitive mind. Then you can understand your own needs. Then you can understand his needs. And then you can find a way to work together so that both of you fulfill yourselves. But the Bodhisattva is the first to give up this way of thinking. The Bodhisattva is the first to say, okay, I accept defeat. He's the first to accept the pain of that defeat. He understands himself and what it is that he needs. He understands what the other person needs. And he's able then to work with them so that everybody gets what they need. This is what the Bodhisattva's transcendence means. It's the transcendence over selfishness. And it's seeing things from the point of view of both parties to any dispute. So this is something that I'm sure all of you have direct experience of. People acting against you out of envy. And it's quite interesting to reflect on the different ways in which you've responded in the past. Have you fought back? And just got the victory for yourself? Or have you been defeated and gone away resentful and envious in your turn? Or have you been able to rise above that envy and to help the other person? And well, we'll have so many opportunities in the future. Even today, probably there will be opportunities. There will probably be points today when some envy is directed towards you. Even today, there will be some little competition, maybe. Maybe it will all go on in your own mind. It may be nothing to do with the other person. But the competition goes on in your own mind. And then you can use this method for trying to overcome it. Looking inside you, trying to see what your own needs are. And then being able to see the needs of the other person. And finding a way for both of you to go forward happily. This is what the text seems to be saying. Now, I just want to say a little bit more about rumour. I've said something about this so many times here in India. And I've said it again and again because I've noticed that it's so destructive. There's so many rumours. And the rumours can be very, very divisive. They can turn a group of people against another group of people. And whenever I can, I try to trace these rumours back and find out what's at the bottom of them. I'll just give you a little example. When I was in England, I heard that some people in Pune had done something at the elections. So even in England, rumours about what's going on in India are about. And this rumour was that some people had been forced to vow in front of Baba Saheb's statue that they would not vote for certain people. So I tried tracing this rumour back. And because if that had happened, it's a terrible thing. If anybody had behaved like that, that would be really very shameful indeed. And my first instinct was just not to believe it. So I traced the rumour back. I still don't think I've got finally to where it started. But I've discovered who it is who's supposed to have made who vow. For a long time, it was just somebody had made somebody vow. But eventually I found out who it was who's supposed to have made who vow.
और बाद में मेरे पता चला कि कौन है और किसको उन्होंने इस प्रकार से प्रतिज्ञा करने के लिए बात की।
So I went to those people and I said, well, did you do this?
और फिर मैं उनके पास गया और मैंने कहा कि क्या आपने ऐसा कहा?
And well, one of them just burst out laughing.
तो उसमें से एक व्यक्ति ने तो हंसना शुरू कर दिया।
He just couldn't believe what I was asking him.
तो उनको ये विश्वास ही नहीं हुआ कि उनको क्या पूछ रहा हूँ।
Well, why would I do that?
उन्होंने कहा कि ऐसा मैं क्यों कर सकता हूँ?
And well, I felt I should believe him.
और मुझे लगा कि मैंने उन पर विश्वास करना चाहिए।
And so in the end, I still don't know who it is who started this rumor and on what basis.
और अभी भी मैं ये नहीं जान पाया कि कौन सी ऐसी वो व्यक्ति थी जिसने ये आधार था।
But it's all over India and it's now running through England too.
अभी भारत में तो ये समाप्त हो गया लेकिन इंग्लैंड में अभी भी चल रहा
है। And some people are saying, well, I just don't think that we should go on with TBMSG like this because people are making people vow.
और लोग कहते हैं कि इस प्रकार से जो ट्रेलों के वर्तमान में चल रहा है, इस प्रकार की जो प्रतिज्ञा होती है कि ये अच्छी बात नहीं मालूम चल रहा है।
As far as I know, there is no truth at all in this rumor.
और जहां तक मैं जानता हूं, इस अफवाह में किसी भी प्रकार का सत्य नहीं है।
If somebody is still convinced it's true, please bring me the evidence.
और अगर कोई व्यक्ति का अभी भी इस पर विश्वास है इस अफवाह पर, तो कृपया मेरे सामने कुछ आप प्रमाण दें।
But so many people have believed what they've been told.
लेकिन बहुत सारे लोगों ने इस पर विश्वास किया जो कुछ उन्हें बताया गया।
They've been told this by somebody else and they believed it.
किसी ने उन्हें बताया और उन पर उन्होंने विश्वास किया।
Then they've told somebody else.
और फिर उन्होंने और किसी को बताया।
Then they've told somebody else.
और उन्होंने और किसी को बताया।
And after a while, well, majority rules.
और फिर अंततः जो मतलब बहुसंख्यक लोग होते हैं उनका ही मतलब राज होता है।
If so many people think it's true, it must be true.
अगर इतने सारे लोग समझते हैं कि ये सच है, तो फिर ये बात सच होना चाहिए।
And well, it can then have a very bad effect.
और इसका बहुत ही बुरा ऐसा प्रभाव हो सकता है।
It becomes very divisive and very destructive.
इससे बहुत ही विभाजन होता है, बहुत ही विध्वंसक ऐसी बात होती है।
So I think it's very important indeed that we're all much more careful about rumors.
तो सच में इस बारे में अफवाह के बारे में हमें बहुत ही ध्यान रखना चाहिए।
And that we refuse to pass them on.
और हमने इस बात के लिए मतलब नकार देना चाहिए कि इस अफवाह को और किसी के तरफ पहुंचाने के लिए।
Even if you see something with your own eyes, well, just check that it wasn't Asvaghosh doing a play.
अगर अपनी आंखों से भी आप अगर कुछ देखते हैं, तो तभी भी आप मतलब निश्चित कर लीजिए कि कहीं अशोक कुछ अपना कोई ड्रामा तो नहीं कर रहा है।
Because we can even see things with our own eyes and misinterpret them.
तो हम अपनी आंखों से देखते हैं और उसको भी उसी प्रकार से सच मान लेते
हैं। So we should be very, very careful not to believe something unless we've got really very strong evidence for it.
तो तब तक हमने किसी बात पर विश्वास नहीं करना चाहिए जब तक उसके बहुत ही ठोस ऐसे सबूत हमें नहीं मिले।
So once again, I just want to urge that we're much, much more careful about what we pass on to others.
तो फिर से मैं आप लोगों को विनती करना चाहूँगा कि आप औरों तक क्या पहुँचाते हैं इसके बारे में बहुत अधिक ध्यान रखें।
I'll tell you another rather unpleasant one that do you mind, Vivekaratne? that I heard. I was told that Vivekaratne had tried to stop me giving talks in Nagpur.
तो ऐसा मतलब मैंने सुना है कि विवेक रत्न नागपुर में मैंने प्रवचन देना चाहिए इसके लिए रोक रहे
हैं। He'd even written to Bante to ask him to stop me.
तो मैंने प्रवचन नहीं देना चाहिए इसलिए उन्होंने बंदे को भी खत लिखा।
Well, Vivekaratne, I know, really enjoys my talks.
मैं जानता हूँ कि विवेक रत्न जो है मेरे प्रवचनों का वो आनंद लेते।
Vivekaratne also is a very honest man. If he didn't think I should talk in Nagpur, he would tell me straight.
और विवेक रत्न बहुत ही प्रामाणिक ऐसे व्यक्ति है, अगर वे चाहते कि नागपुर में मैं प्रवचन नहीं दूं, तो मुझे सीधा वो बता सकते।
One thing you can be sure about Vivekaratne is he will tell you what he thinks.
एक बात की आप निश्चित ही कर सकते हैं विवेक रत्न के बारे में, वे आपको बता सकते हैं वे क्या सोचते हैं।
But how did this rumor start?
लेकिन यह अफवाह किस प्रकार से शुरू हुआ?
I know some of you in this room were involved in that rumor.
तो इस कमरे में जो लोग बैठे हैं, तो वे लोग इस अफवाह में कहीं तो शामिल हैं।
So think about that.
तो उसके बारे में सोचिए।
How did you come to believe it?
आपने किस प्रकार से इस पर विश्वास किया?
How did you come to hand it on?
आपने किस प्रकार यह अफवाह औरों तक पहुंचाई?
I told Vivekaratne about it, and I was sorry I did.
तो इस बात को मैंने विवेकानंद को बताया और मुझे बहुत ही मतलब बुरा लग रहा था कि ये बात मुझे करनी पड़ी.
Because I saw it, it hurt him a lot. He was very upset by it.
क्योंकि मैं देख सकता था कि इससे उनको बहुत ही पीड़ा हुई, बहुत ही उनको तकलीफ पहुंची.
So this is what you're doing when you're spreading rumors.
तो यही बात आप करते हैं जब आप अफवाह को फैलाते हैं.
In the end, somebody is going to be hurt.
क्योंकि अंततः किसी न किसी को इसका नुकसान पहुंचता है.
And just in a casual way, we just say something.
तो कभी-कभी ऐसा होता है कि हम बात कर देते हैं.
That spreads.
और फिर वो फैलने लगती है.
And eventually, somebody is hurt.
और फिर बाद में किसी न किसी को बहुत ही दुख पहुंचता है.
So again, I'm probably going to have to come back to this again, but please, please think much more carefully before you tell people things that you don't know.
तो फिर से मैं कहना चाहूँगा कि कृपया इस बात का ध्यान रखें कि जो बात आप नहीं जानते, वो आप लोगों को मत बताएं.
And I would like you all to have a look at yourselves and just see why you spread rumors if you do.
और मैं चाहूँगा कि हम सभी अपने स्वयं की तरफ देखें कि क्यों हम इस प्रकार से जो अफवाहें हैं, वो लोगों तक पहुँचाते हैं.
But I've got a few words for you if rumors are spread about you.
तो ये जो अफवाहें फैलती हैं, इसके बारे में मैं कुछ कहना चाहता हूँ.
Of course, you should just try to put it right.
तो अर्थात कि इसको सही करने का आपने प्रयास करना चाहिए.
But you don't go to too great lengths.
लेकिन आपने बहुत ही दूर तक जाने की आवश्यकता नहीं.
All you need to say is, no, there is no truth in this at all.
तो आपने ये कहना चाहिए कि नहीं, इसमें किसी भी प्रकार का सत्य नहीं है.
But then I think you just have to shrug your shoulders and accept the pain of it.
तो आप केवल ये कह सकते हैं अपने अगला अपने कंधे से उठा सकते हैं कि ठीक है, इसमें तो मुझे कुछ सत्य नजर नहीं आ रहा.
Usually rumors don't really have very much effect.
अक्सर ये जो अफवाहें होते हैं उसका कोई उतना असर नहीं होता.
Everybody talks about them for a while.
हर एक व्यक्ति इसके बारे में कुछ समय के लिए चर्चा करता.
Then they forget them.
और उसके बाद वो भूल जाते हैं.
Because they're talking about somebody else.
फिर उसके बाद वो और किसी के बारे में चर्चा करते हैं.
So sooner or later the rumor passes on to somebody else.
क्योंकि कभी न कभी फिर से वो जो अफवाह है वो दूसरे की तरफ चले जाते
हैं. So just leave it and it'll go away.
तो आप केवल उसको छोड़ दीजिए और वो चले जाए.
Just say no, it's not true.
केवल कहिए कि नहीं, ये बात सत्य नहीं है.
If you can find the origin of the rumor, go to that person and say, look, please, what you're spreading is not true.
अगर वो अफवाह किससे शुरुआत हुई है, अगर उसको आप ढूंढ सके तो आप वहां जाइए और कहिए कि कृपया ये जो बात आप कह रहे हैं ये सत्य नहीं है.
But then I think you just have to say, okay, we'll wait until another rumor comes about something else.
या फिर आप कह सकते हैं कि ठीक है, जब तक कोई दूसरी और अफवाह नहीं शुरू होती है तो हमें उसका इंतजार करना पड़ता है.
At the moment there's a little bit of a debate going on in England about some things I'm supposed to have done.
तो अभी हाल ही में इंग्लैंड में मतलब किसी बात पर एक चर्चा हो रही है जो कुछ मैंने अभी हाल ही में किया है.
My decision in the end, I'm just going to let it be said and well, we'll see what happens in the future.
तो लोग जो कुछ कहने वाले हैं तो कहते रहेंगे, मैं वो देखूंगा भविष्य में क्या होता है.
People are discussing my actions, but nobody's ever come and asked me what I've done.
तो मेरे गिनती के बारे में लोग चर्चा कर रहे हैं लेकिन किसी ने भी आकर मुझसे नहीं पूछा कि मैंने वास्तव में क्या किया.
Don't worry, tomorrow it'll be something else.
चिंता की कोई बात नहीं और दूसरे दिन कोई दूसरी अफवाह होगी.
So just keep calm, don't react.
तो केवल शांत रहना है, प्रतिक्रिया नहीं देना है.
Well, experience the pain. It is painful to hear that that's going on.
अभी उसका बहुत ही मुझे दुख होता है, उसका मैं अनुभव लेता हूँ कि इस प्रकार की बातें चल रही हैं.
But use it as an opportunity to develop new mind.
तो इसको एक मौका के रूप में मैं देखता हूँ और एक नया मन जो है उसको विकसित करने के लिए इसका इस्तेमाल करता हूँ.
One of the most important things with rumor is not to hang your head.
तो एक बात जो है महत्वपूर्ण अफवाह के बारे में, तो अपना जो सिर है आपको मतलब नीचे नहीं कर लेना चाहिए.
Hold your head high.
अपना जो सर है उसको ऊंचा उठाना चाहिए.
Don't let the rumor affect your confidence.
आपका जो आत्मविश्वास है इसके ऊपर उस अफवाह का असर मत होने दीजिए.
If you're just completely confident, the rumor will die.
अगर आप पूरी तरह से आप में आत्मविश्वास है तो अफवाह जो है वो समाप्त हो जाएगी.
So I'm going to do one more verse.
तो और एक गाथा मैं देने वाला
हूं. And this is again a very, very hard one.
तो ये फिर से मतलब बहुत ही कठिन सी गाथा है.
This text really does test us, doesn't it, very thoroughly.
ये ग्रंथ सही में आपकी बड़ी अपनी बड़ी परीक्षा कर रहा है.
Even if someone whom I have helped,
तो ऐसा जो भी व्यक्ति है जिसको मैंने मदद की,
and in whom I have placed my hopes,
और उस पर मेरी बहुत सारी आशाएं भी थी,
does great wrong by harming me,
तो मुझे नुकसान पहुंचाकर बहुत बड़ा मतलब मुझे नुकसान पहुंचाता है,
may I see them as an excellent spiritual friend,
तो मैं उसे उत्तम कल्याण मित्र के रूप में देखूं,
impossible,
असंभव.
Somebody who you've placed great confidence in.
तो ऐसा व्यक्ति है जिसके ऊपर आपको बहुत ही विश्वास है.
Maybe somebody you've gone out of your way to help for many years.
तो बहुत सालों तक बिल्कुल मतलब आपके रास्ते से बाहर जाकर भी जिसको आपने मदद की.
And then they let you down.
और फिर उन्होंने एक प्रकार से आपको मतलब नीचा दिखा दिया.
They turn against you.
आपके खिलाफ हो गए.
They betray you.
हाँ, जिन्होंने आपको मतलब धोखा दिया.
That's just so painful. You put all your hope and your confidence in them, and they turn against you, they let you down. And again, this is something very, very painful indeed. You'd hoped for help and support and understanding from them.
आप उनसे आशा करते हैं कि वो आपको मदद करेंगे, आपको समझ लेंगे.
But they become involved in rumor.
लेकिन क्या आप उनमें सम्मिलित हो जाते हैं?
Maybe they join in a faction against you.
तो आपके खिलाफ जो गुट है उसमें भी सम्मिलित हो जाते
हैं? They speak badly against you.
आपके खिलाफ मतलब बोलना शुरू करते हैं?
That's very, very painful indeed.
और सही में ये बात बहुत ही दुखदायी है.
I can see that some of you have experienced this pain at some point in your life.
और मैं देखता हूँ कि आपके जीवन में कभी न कभी इस प्रकार का दुख आपने झेला है.
And it's very difficult to deal with.
और इसको मतलब देखना बहुत ही कठिन है.
Perhaps there are different versions of this.
शायद इसके कुछ अलग-अलग मतलब ऐसे बातें होती.
Sometimes, for instance, we feel that when order members turn against us, this is a very deep betrayal.
तो कभी-कभी हम देखते हैं कि कुछ धर्माचारी हमारे खिलाफ हुए और जैसे उन्होंने हमें बहुत बड़ा धोखा दिया.
Sometimes order members act against us.
कभी-कभी धर्माचारी हमारे खिलाफ बर्ताव करते हैं.
And this is a very, very deep pain.
और ये बहुत ही गहरा ऐसा दुख होता है.
If you find that order members are spreading rumors about you, it's very, very painful.
और जब आप देखते हैं कि कोई धर्माचारी आपके खिलाफ अफवाह फैला रहा है, तो ये बहुत ही दुखदायी है.
And you can sense that all your ideals have been betrayed.
और फिर आप देखते हैं कि आपके जो भी मतलब आदर्श है, प्रकार है, उसके साथ बड़ा धोखा होता है.
And you can feel very, very much alone.
और आपको बहुत ही अकेलापन महसूस होता है.
And even you can have a sense that there's no point, there's no meaning to life. There's no meaning to life.
और फिर आपको लगता है कि अभी जीवन में भी कोई अर्थ नहीं बचा.
So again, we apply our formula.
तो यहाँ फिर से यही बात हम लागू करते हैं.
First of all, we experience the pain.
तो सबसे पहले उस दुख को हम अनुभव करते हैं.
Then we look for the needs that underlie that.
और उसके नीचे हमारी कौन सी आवश्यकता है उसको हम देखते हैं.
Then we see what we can do to meet those needs in another way.
और फिर दूसरे माध्यम से उन आवश्यकताओं को हम किस प्रकार से पूरा कर सकते हैं उसको हम देखते हैं.
And then we empathize with the person who's hurt us or let us down.
और फिर हम जिस व्यक्ति ने हमें दुख पहुंचाया है, जिसने हमारा अपमान किया है, उसके साथ हम सहानुभूति निर्माण करते हैं.
So a friend turns against you.
तो आपका मित्र आपके खिलाफ हुआ है.
You feel a very deep pain from that.
और उससे आपके मन में बहुत ही गहरा सदमा पहुंचा है, बहुत दुख हुआ है.
You feel very much alone, you feel very betrayed.
आपको बहुत ही अकेलापन महसूस होता है, आपके साथ बड़ा धोखा हुआ है, ऐसा आपको लगता है.
You may feel that life is really not worth living.
आपको ऐसा भी लगने लगता है कि जीने में भी कोई फायदा नहीं.
Because through that friendship you'd hoped for support and help and encouragement.
क्योंकि उस मित्रता से आपको लगता था कि आपको बड़ी मदद मिलेगी, आपको बहुत ही प्रोत्साहन मिलेगा, आपको बहुत ही फायदा होगा.
And maybe quite a lot of your ideals were present in that friendship.
और आपका बहुत सारा जो आदर्श है उस मित्रता में आपने देखा होगा.
You thought it was a spiritual friendship.
और आपको लगा कि ये बड़ी कल्याण मित्रता है.
So you feel very, very let down, very betrayed.
तो आपको लगता है कि जैसे आप बहुत ही अभी नीचे आ गए हैं, आपके साथ बड़ा धोखा हो गया.
You wanted through that friendship to experience the ideal of friendship.
आप चाहते थे कि इस मित्रता के माध्यम से जो आदर्शवत मित्रता है उसका मैं अनुभव करूं.
And you recognize these needs that underlie your pain.
और फिर आप देखते कि जो कुछ आपको दुख हुआ है उसके नीचे आपकी इस प्रकार की आवश्यकता थी उसको आप पहचानते हैं.
And then you have to think of, well, how you're going to deal with this.
और फिर आप सोचते हैं कि किस प्रकार से इस इसके ऊपर मैं कार्य करूंगा.
Well, you reflect that you've got other friends.
फिर आप चिंतन करते हैं कि आपके और भी मित्र.
And you reflect that in a way friendship is really tested at the point when the friend betrays you.
और फिर आप सोचते हैं कि मित्रता का सही परीक्षण तभी होता है कि जब अपना मित्र हमें धोखा देता है.
In a way you could say that real friendship begins at this point.
आप ऐसा भी कह सकते हैं कि सही मित्रता एक क्षण से शुरुआत होती है.
And you try to think, well, I shall remain true to the ideal of friendship that I was trying to live by.
फिर आप सोचते हैं कि जो मित्रता का आदर्श था उसके प्रति मैं सच्चाई से प्रामाणिक रहूंगा और मैं इसके ऊपर कार्य करूंगा.
Even if they have left it, I shall continue with it.
भले उन्होंने मुझे छोड़ दिया है लेकिन इस बात को मैं निरंतर उसी प्रकार से बनाए रखूंगा.
And you try to remain a good friend to that friend.
और उस मित्र का अच्छा मित्र बनने का आप हर बार प्रयास करते हैं.
Even if they've let you down, you don't let them down.
भले उन्होंने आपको नीचा दिखाया है लेकिन आप उनको नीचा दिखाने का प्रयास नहीं करते.
And this will fulfill your desire for truth and sincerity in friendship.
और इससे आपकी जो आवश्यकता है मित्रता में जो प्रामाणिकता है मित्रता में जो सत्यता है वो जो आपकी आवश्यकता है उसकी आप पूर्तता करेंगे.
And I think that then you'll be able to understand the friend.
और फिर आप अपने मित्र को समझ पाएंगे.
They've probably acted in that way for, well, they've definitely acted in that way for needs of their own. So you can try to understand those needs. And then you'll probably be able to restore your friendship with them. But first of all, you have to attend to your own feelings and needs.
सबसे पहले आपकी जो आवश्यकता है आपकी जो भावना है उसको आपको देखना होगा.
You have to reconnect with your strong aspiration to loyalty and friendship.
तो मित्रता के प्रति जो प्रामाणिकता है तो उसके प्रति मतलब आपकी जो बहुत ही प्रेरणा है अभिलाषा है उसके संपर्क में आपको आना होगा.
And then continue to be a friend to them even though they've ceased for the time being to be a friend to you.
और आप फिर भी अपनी जो मित्रता है उसको बनाए रखते हैं भले ऐसा दिखता है कि उस समय भी आपके साथ मित्रता पूर्ण नहीं है.
Actually, probably most of us are incapable of being completely faithful as friends every single moment of the day.
तो शायद हम में से हर एक व्यक्ति हर दिन मतलब एक प्रकार से इस प्रकार की मतलब जो मित्रता है वो बनाए रखने के लिए बहुत बार उतने सक्षम नहीं.
We probably all let each other down as friends from time to time.
और समय समय पर एक मित्र के रूप में हम अपने जो मित्र को एक प्रकार से नीचा दिखाते हैं.
So of course your friend is going to let you down sometimes.
और फिर अर्थात आपका मित्र भी कभी कभी आपको इस प्रकार से नीचे लाएगा.
So we try to recognize that and continue to be a friend to them.
तो हमें इस बात को पहचानना चाहिए और अपनी जो मित्रता है उसको उसी प्रकार से निरंतर बनाए रखना चाहिए.
In this approach, friendship is a very high ideal.
और अगर ऐसा हमारा दृष्टिकोण होगा तो मित्रता जो है ये बहुत ही ऊंचा ऐसा आदर्श है.
It's not just an exchange.
ये केवल मतलब आदान प्रदान नहीं है.
I'll help you if you help me.
मैं आपको मदद करूंगा अगर आप मुझे मदद करेंगे.
It's a commitment.
ये एक कटिबद्धता.
I will help you whether you help me or not.
मैं आपको मदद करूंगा भले ही आप मुझे मदद करें या ना करें.
I will be a friend to you whether you're a friend to me or not.
मैं आपका मित्र रहूंगा भले आप मेरे मित्र रहे या ना रहे.
And that's friendship on another level.
तो ये मित्रता है जो दूसरे स्तर पर.
But of course you have to recognize your own pain at the betrayal of your friend.
अर्थात जब आपका मित्र आपको धोखा देता है तो सबसे पहले आपकी जो भावना है उसको आपको पहचानना पड़ेगा.
I think that quite often we can have this sense of being let down by others.
तो अक्सर मतलब कभी भी ऐसा लगता है कि औरों ने जैसे मन को नीचे दिखाया है हमारी निराशा से.
But we have to remember we're letting people down too.
लेकिन हमें इस बात को याद रखना चाहिए कि हम भी कभी लोगों को इस प्रकार से नीचे लाते हैं उनकी निराशा करते हैं.
We need to develop this new mind which goes beyond that.
तो हमें इस प्रकार का नया मन विकसित करना पड़ेगा जो इसके परे जाता है.
And we can do this with the order. For many times the order is not as good as we want it to be. Sometimes order members behave in ways that we find very disappointing. Sometimes even our teachers behave in ways that we find disappointing. Of course, many people have felt quite disappointed with Bhante. They thought he was more perfect than he is. They didn't realize that he was a human being. So what are quite small faults on his part become very big. Then we build them up as big in our minds. And we think, well, I'll just leave the spiritual community. What's the point? There's no ideal there. But, well, we all let each other down. Human relationships are very difficult indeed. There are very few perfect beings. In fact, I've never met one. I've never come across anybody who seemed to me to be without any faults. So when people let us down, it's an opportunity for us to have a more realistic attitude to life. And to just keep making our spiritual efforts regardless of other people. You're going for refuge because you believe the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha are the central ideals. You're not doing it because of Bhante Sangharakshita or because of Subhuti or any other senior order member. You're doing it because you believe this is what you should do. So betrayal, when people let you down, is a very good test of your own commitment. It's a very good opportunity to see whether you've got the commitment to keep going despite what they do. So if your friend lets you down, it's an opportunity to test your friendship. And with your new mind, you remain best friend to them, even though they seem to have become your enemy. And you do that by watching your feelings, recognizing your needs, finding some other way of fulfilling those needs, or seeing that those needs are still met by friendship. And then by trying to see the other person's needs. So this kind of experience of being let down is a very good opportunity for growth. It's your best opportunity for spiritual development. So that's what the text is teaching us. It's very hard, but very real. These experiences of being let down, of being betrayed, are really good opportunities. They're your opportunity to recommit yourself to spiritual ideals. And to go deeper in your own commitment. But you have to take into account your own needs, your own feelings. So we started with a little scene of envy. Let's see how that gets resolved. If it gets resolved, I don't know, it may get even worse. They may smash up his motorbike. So we'll hear from them, and then I'll say what's to be done in the groups. So there we are, all sorted out. He got back in contact with his own real feelings. And then he was able to appreciate his friend again. So again we've got our groups. And you've got quite a long time for the groups to meet this morning. At 1:30 when you leave the group, please go back into silence. And we're going to have complete silence from then until tomorrow morning. And in that way you can understand better what's going on inside you. And particularly to keep track of your feelings. See how your feelings respond to the world around you. And then you can try to see what your needs are underneath those painful feelings that come up from time to time. So if you find yourself not feeling very happy, well, try to see what needs there are underneath that. If you find yourself getting annoyed by other people, well, what are the feelings and what are the needs underneath that? There's plenty of work to do in the silence. And it's much easier to work in the silence. Usually we're speaking, so we don't notice what's going on inside us. So in the groups today, there are three things you can do and one other one that you might do. First of all, again, I'd like to hear how you're experiencing the silence. If you're having difficulty observing it, why is that? And what can you do to deepen it? Then secondly, how are you doing with this whole effort to develop a new mind? Do you find that you're developing at least something more of a cherishing attitude towards others? Then thirdly, what about what we've talked about today? We've talked first of all about envy and insults and rumor. What has been your experience and how have you dealt with that? And do you think you could deal with it better in the future?
और क्या आपको ऐसा लगता है कि भविष्य में इसके साथ और बेहतर तरीके से आप कार्य कर सकेंगे?
And then what about the sense of betrayal?
और जब आपको लगता है कि किसी ने आपको धोखा दिया है, तो उसके साथ आप कैसा कार्य करेंगे?
The sense of being let down and betrayed by others.
तो किसी ने आपको मतलब नीचे ला लिया है, किसी ने आपको धोखा दिया है, उसके ऊपर आप कैसा कार्य करेंगे?
How have you dealt with that? How could you deal with it better in the future?
तो उस पर आपने किस प्रकार से कार्य किया भूतकाल में और भविष्य में आप किस प्रकार से उस पर कार्य करेंगे?
And then if you want to you can do some role play.
और अगर आप चाहे तो फिर कुछ मतलब आप भूमिका है वहां करके देख सकते हैं.
Some of the groups did that yesterday and they seem to have found it quite useful.
कल कुछ ग्रुपों में ये हुआ है और उन्होंने देखा है कि ये बात बहुत ही मतलब उपयुक्त थी.
So for instance maybe you're having difficulty with some rumors about you.
तो हो सकता है कि कोई अफवाह आपके बारे में है और इससे आपको काफी तकलीफ पहुंच रही है.
And you're having difficulty approaching that in a skillful way.
और आपको ये कठिन महसूस हो रहा होगा कि कुशल तरीके से किस प्रकार से उन चीजों की तरफ देखा जाए.
So the others in the group could start saying that rumor.
तो और जो आपके ग्रुप में है तो वे इन अफवाह को कह सकते हैं.
And you could just examine how you deal with that.
और फिर आप स्वयं का परीक्षण कर सकते हैं कि उस चीजों को आप किस प्रकार से लेते हैं.
You could say how you make how's that making you feel?
फिर आप ये कह सकते हैं कि इससे आपको कैसा महसूस हो रहा है?
What needs underlie that?
और उसके नीचे आपकी कौन सी आवश्यकताएं हैं?
And what you're going to do to deal with your needs more satisfactorily?
और फिर आपकी जो आवश्यकता है बहुत ही संतोषजनक से आप किस प्रकार से उस पर कार्य करेंगे ये आप देखेंगे.
And then to try to empathize with those other people. So if you've got time and you feel confident about this, some of you could do some role play. And it will make a difference. In the future, you'll be able to deal with those situations somewhat better.
तो इससे सचमुच बहुत फर्क पड़ेगा और भविष्य में ऐसे परिस्थितियों का सामना आप अच्छे ढंग से कर सकेंगे.
So four things.
तो चार चीजें हैं.
How are you getting on with the silence?
मौन आपका कैसा चल रहा है?
How could you observe silence better?
और मौन का अधिक बेहतर अच्छा आचरण कैसे कर सकते हैं?
How can you work better in the silence?
मौन में और भी अच्छा आप कैसा कर सकेंगे?
Secondly, how are you getting on with developing the attitude that this text is getting at?
और ये ग्रंथ जो मतलब हमें दृष्टिकोण सिखा रहा है वो दृष्टिकोण हम किस प्रकार से अपना रहे हैं?
Are you developing a more cherishing attitude towards others?
औरों के लिए बहुत ही देखभाल करने वाला दृष्टिकोण किस प्रकार से हम अपना रहे हैं?
And then thirdly, how are you dealing with the issues that we've talked about today?
और आज जो विषय हमने जिसकी चर्चा की है उसको हम किस प्रकार से मतलब देख रहे हैं इसकी हम बात कर रहे हैं.
Envy, insult and rumor.
जिसमें ईर्ष्या है, अपमान है, और अफवाह है.
And betrayal.
और जहां धोखा होता है हमारे साथ.
And then fourthly, some role play about any of these.
और फिर चौथी बात आप कर सकते हैं, कोई भूमिका करके आप देख सकते हैं इनमें से किसी भी बात से.
Well, to give you an example from silence.
तो अभी मौन का मतलब एक उदाहरण मैं दूंगा.
Maybe somebody keeps talking to you.
तो कोई आपसे मतलब हो सकता है कि बात कर रहा है.
Well, how could you act? You could even just play that.
तो वो भी मतलब भूमिका अपने गुटों में आप कर सकते हैं.
And in that way get a better response.
और इस प्रकार से अच्छा प्रतिसाद आप ढूंढ सकते हैं.
So I hope that you have a good morning's discussion.
तो मैं आशा करता हूँ कि आज की सुबह अच्छी चर्चा होगी.
And that you are finding you are developing a new mind.
और आप देखेंगे कि आपका जो नया मन है वो विकसित हो रहा है.
It is very difficult indeed. But we've committed ourselves to the three jewels. We've committed ourselves to doing something that is very difficult. But even if we're a little bit successful, it will certainly make our lives much more happy and pleasant.
तो भले ही थोड़ी सफलता अगर हमें मिलेगी तो हमारा जीवन जो है अधिक आनंददायी अधिक सुख से भर जाएगा.
And we'll be much more effective in our work to spread the Dhamma.
और जो धर्म प्रचार का हमारा कार्य है इसमें हम और अधिक परिणाम कर सकते हैं.
One thing I've realized in the course of my life is that difficulties are always there.
तो एक चीज मैंने मेरे जीवन में देखी है कि कठिनाइयां हर वक्त वहां होती हैं।
I thought that if you committed yourself to spiritual life, gradually difficulties would go away.
मुझे ऐसे लगता था कि आध्यात्मिक जीवन के साथ कटिबद्ध होने के बाद धीरे-धीरे कठिनाइयां सारी समाप्त होती हैं।
But my experience has been that as I've committed myself more and more deeply to spiritual life, difficulties have grown even bigger.
और मेरा अनुभव ऐसा है कि जैसे-जैसे गहराई से मैं आध्यात्मिक जीवन में समर्पित हो रहा हूं, तो मेरी कठिनाइयां बड़ी-बड़ी होती जा रही हैं।
जिंदगी मुश्किल है, लेकिन आध्यात्मिक जिंदगी बहुत मुश्किल है। And the more you get into spiritual life, it does seem to me that the bigger the difficulties within you and outside you seem to become.
और जैसे आध्यात्मिक जीवन में आप और अधिक गहराई में जाते हैं, तो आपके अंदर की कठिनाइयां, बाहर की कठिनाइयां और भी अधिक आने लगती हैं।
But you can't go back.
लेकिन आप पीछे नहीं जा सकते।
If you could go back, well, if I could go back, I think I would.
अगर मैं पीछे जा सकता था, तो मैं गया होता।
But it doesn't seem to be possible.
लेकिन अभी ये संभव नहीं
लगता। You just seem to have to go forward.
तो एक ही बात दिखाई दे रही थी कि आगे ही
बढ़ना। There's a tiger in front of you.
आपके सामने शेर है।
There's a tiger behind you.
आपके पीछे शेर है।
And the tiger in front of you is even bigger than the one behind you.
तो आपके पीछे जो शेर है, उससे भी मतलब बड़ा जो शेर है सामने।
But well, there are even more tigers behind that tiger.
लेकिन उस शेर के पीछे और भी बहुत सारे शेर हैं।
So you just got to go on.
तो आपको केवल आगे ही बढ़ना पड़ेगा।
And as you do that, well, in many ways, life gets easier, but at the same time, it gets harder.
अगर आप ऐसा करेंगे, तो जीवन थोड़ा आसान हो जाएगा, लेकिन उसी समय कुछ कठिनाई भी आती रहेगी।
So we must just keep going.
तो हमने केवल आगे ही बढ़ते रहना है।
And I do think that the topic that we're dealing with is what the order in India needs right now.
और जिस विषय को हम यहाँ देख रहे हैं, तो इसी क्षण भारत के अपने संदोष की बहुत आवश्यकता है।
We've got to get beyond all this blame, all this complaining, all this rumouring.
तो जो भी मतलब हम लोग शिकायत करते हैं, दोष देते हैं, अफवाह फैलाते हैं, इसके हमें परे जाना है।
And well, it's we who've got to go beyond it. We can't wait for other people.
तो हमें इसके आगे जाना पड़ेगा, हम औरों का इंतजार नहीं कर सकते।
So let's use this opportunity to the full.
तो अभी ये जो मौका मिला है, इसका पूरा हम लाभ उठाएं।